WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some fearless superhero who dives headfirst into a pit of lions, though that would be pretty cool. We're talking about tapping into that inner strength. The calm confidence that lets you face your fears head-on and come out stronger on the other side. Because let's face it, fear is a part of life. It's like that annoying house guest who shows up uninvited and takes over the couch. Ever feel like you're constantly tiptoeing around your own anxieties? You know that feeling when you have this amazing opportunity, but your mind starts playing those what-if scenarios on repeat, whispering doubts in your ear. Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, fear doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, I want to give you 5 key takeaways to help you break free from that fear cycle and step into your power. First up, understanding that fear itself isn't the enemy. It's a natural response, a signal from your brain telling you something might be risky. The trick is not to avoid fear, but to learn how to manage it. Think of it like this. Fear is a fire alarm, and your job is to figure out what's causing the smoke, not just hide under the bed until it goes away. Number 2, identify those triggers. What specifically sets you off? Is it public speaking? Meeting new people? Heights? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to deal with them. Maybe it's practicing that speech in front of a mirror, joining a social group to build confidence, or taking small steps towards conquering your fear of heights. Like starting with a balcony instead of Everest. Thirdly, challenge those negative thoughts. You know, the ones that tell you, you can't do this, or, you're not good enough. Those are just whispers from your inner critic, and they're often based on nothing more than past experiences or insecurities. Learn to recognize them for what they are, unhelpful stories you've told yourself over and over. Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and realistic self-talk. Now, number 4, focus on the present moment. Fear thrives on anticipation and what-ifs. When you find yourself spiraling into anxiety, bring your attention back to the here and now. Focus on your breath, your surroundings, or a simple task at hand. Mindfulness techniques can be incredibly powerful in calming the mind and reducing those overwhelming feelings. Finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, but the willingness to act despite it. You don't have to be fearless to be brave. Sometimes, taking that first step, even if you're trembling a little, is the most courageous thing you can do. It shows strength, resilience, and a commitment to personal growth. Now, let me share a quick story with you. Remember that time I decided to try open mic night at a local coffee shop? My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I wanted to crawl under the table. But then, I remembered these key takeaways. Fear is manageable. I knew what triggered me, public speaking. I challenged those negative thoughts by telling myself, I've got this. I focused on my breath and the sound of the music, and most importantly, I took action. I stepped up on stage, despite the butterflies in my stomach, and gave it my all. The audience laughed, they clapped, and I felt a surge of exhilaration that came from pushing through my fear and doing something outside my comfort zone. So, remember these 5 takeaways. Understand your fear, identify your triggers, challenge those negative thoughts, stay present in the moment, and most importantly, take action despite your fears. You've got this. Don't forget to share your own experiences with fear and how you overcome it. What strategies have worked for you? Let's build a community of support and inspiration. Head over to our website or social media pages to join the conversation. And remember, every day is a chance to become a little bit braver, a little bit stronger, and ultimately, a lot more fearless. Until next time, keep your heads high and your hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.